advantage of Lydia's delicate beauty. She radiated such an exquisite innocence that no one would dare. Even in this less than felicitous area of town, no one would even think of offering her an insult. "Told you," Lydia said with an impish grin far removed from her Madonna smile. "It works every time." Eleanor flopped into the nearest chair, letting out a groan as an errant spring poked her backside. During their last enforced move, they'd had to relinquish all but their most wretched of furniture. The tiny parlor on the edge of one of the least savory neighborhoods in Paris held three chairs and a meager table that served as a desk, a dining surface, and a dressing table, and the chairs were barely functional. The bedrooms were as bad. One sagging bed in the first room held their mother's snoring body. In the other, there was only a shared mattress on the hard floor. She refused to think about how Nanny Maud or Jacobs, the coachman, slept in the back area that served as kitchen and servants' quarters. And how absurd it was to have a coachman when it had been years since they'd even had a horse, much less a coach. Not since their very first days in Paris, when their mother had been in love and the two sisters had reveled in their new adventure. But Jacobs had come with them from England under Lady Caroline's spell, as most men were, and nothing, not even a total lack of wages, could induce him to leave. The lover and the money had disappeared quickly, to be replaced by someone almost as wealthy. In the last 10 years, Lady Caroline Harriman had been working her way down to a state Eleanor couldn't bear to consider. At least right now, her mother was too ill to cause trouble, to go looking for another bottle of Blue Ruin, another game of chance, another man to finance her more important needs, which had never included her daughters. "So how much time have we got?" she asked, reaching for her knitting. She was a wretched knitter. Her handwork was atrocious, but she convinced herself she could do something useful, even if her socks and vests were full of drop stitches. Nanny Maud had taught her, but as usual, she was proving less than adept. Lydia sighed. "He'll be back in a week, and I don't think I'll be able to put him off again." Sweet Lydia was perfect in every way, pretty and darling and clever, and her handwork was flawless. She could dance perfectly, with only the cursory lessons their mother had once paid for. She could paint a pretty picture, sing like a bird, and any man who met her became her willing slave, from Jacobs, their elderly manservant, to the wealthy young Vicomte de Mirabeau, whom she'd met at the lending library. For a brief time, Eleanor had hoped their problems were solved, until the Vicomte's family caught wind of what was going on, and the Vicomte had been swept away on a grand tour of Europe. They'd offered her money, Eleanor thought, rubbing her chilled hands, and she'd probably been a fool to throw it back in their smug faces. As if a Harriman would ever stoop to being bribed. But at that moment, with Monsieur Picot just walking away, she suddenly thought she could do almost anything if it ensured safety for Lydia and their little family, even for their reckless mother. Lady Caroline had been too ill to cause trouble recently. They had no money for a doctor or medicine, and the flush that had covered her body and disordered her never clear mind was a mixed blessing. Ill as she was, at least for the time being she was bedridden, unable to get them deeper in debt. "So tell me about the lawyer, Nell," Lydia said, calling her the pet name only she used. "Has our father left us some vast fortune to ease Maman's final days, or at least a minor pittance?" "He's left us something, though a vast fortune might be too optimistic," Eleanor said morosely. "His title and estates have been left to a Mr. Marcus Harriman, and another, undoubtedly smaller amount for us. He probably wouldn't have left us anything if he could have helped it." She cared